We have seen that to calculate a relative risk, we must have values for the incidence of the disease in the exposed and the incidence in the non-exposed. In a case-control study, however, we don't know the incidence in these two groups because we start with diseased people, cases, and non-diseased people, controls. In other words, we have fixed the number of people with and without disease through the type of study by selecting cases and controls rather than seeing how many cases and non-cases arise naturally in the population. In a case-control study, we can't calculate the relative risk directly. Instead, we use the odds ratio to measure the association between the risk factor and the disease of interest. We will learn more about this type of study and when and why we choose to use this type of study in Module 7.